B-Pod Studios.
And now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early. I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since, like, fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please. Tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:37. It is 15th of September. And, hey, by the way, Elton John, we just played him. Fun little factoid for you. He's on a tribute album to a heavy metal band.
Really?
Yeah. He's just redone a Metallica song. Isn't that funny?
Which one?
I don't know, but Elton John said, when I heard him talking about it, it was one of the best songs ever written, and it's by Metallica.
Really?
So how about that? Elton John rocking still.
Huh.
Hey, and it was rocking outside, too. We have lightning and thunder as we speak.
Yes.
You saw that?
Driving in, I saw it a little.
Boom, crash.
Boom, crash.
Yeah. Coming in from the North Shore, it's, well, you know, not North Shore, but north of Boston. It was really heavy
leafy
rain.
Leafy suburbs.
Well, what, the leafies were blowing.
Yeah.
It was really windy and rainy coming in, so. And then when I hit Woburn, it just stopped. It's like, just... Like I just rode a gale through and nobody knew.
Like a Gargamel cloud, as I like to call it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that on the Smurfs where Gargamel would just walk around and there'd be a cloud and it would rain on him?
Yeah, that's what I felt like. I don't know. But just a word to the wise, guys, if you're, and it may be ladies too, slow down a little bit. It was torrential.
Yeah, actually, could I pop in real quick?
Yeah.
It was actually... A five-car crash right now, 93 northbound, up by Assembly Square, Route 28.
So, you know, yeah.
Slow down. Take it easy.
Why are you racing to get to work?
Right?
Work is dumb.
Are you late? I mean, are you late at 5 o'clock?
Who cares?
Well, as long as work is dumb, we need
just in general.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, the worst thing would be, how'd he go? Oh, he died on his way to work.
Well, because he was going too fast in the rain. Just calm down.
I want to die on my way to Fiji, you know?
Okay.
Not work.
That's more important. Yeah.
All right, we shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do it.
Uh-oh.
ROR, good morning, caller.
Good morning, guys. What? This is Bobby, the truck driver that calls you all the time.
Yeah.
The song that you're thinking of from Metallica is Nothing... Nothing Else Matters.
That's right.
Oh, okay, great.
Elton said it's the best rock song ever written. And
he actually brought James Hetfield to tears.
That's right. Yeah, he brought James Hetfield to tears. That says a lot.
Yeah, he was on, they were all on the Howard Stern show.
Now, who's that?
You don't listen to that.
No, I heard it somewhere.
Some idiot that should have been fired years ago.
That's right. That's right. No, I heard that. Thanks, caller, though. You're right.
Have a great day, guys. I love you guys.
Well, how are the roads for you right now?
I'm a truck driver. I'm just leaving Nashville, New Hampshire on my way down to Jersey City, New Jersey. Still a little wet, but they're
right. Take it easy. Thanks for calling, though. I appreciate
that.
Yeah, that was, anyway, Elton John doing Metallica is just a sentence I never say. Anyway, it's going to be raining 71 today. We've already peaked at 71 today. Tomorrow looks like 72. Nice kind of fallish weather. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Hey, your 80s artist of the day today, a friend of Elton John, David Bowie.
Oh.
Yeah, David Bowie's going to be your 80s artist today. So that's going to be fun. Play a bunch of Bowie stuff. Every time we play it on the even hours of 8, 10, noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8, he's worth $500 to you.
That's exciting.
How about that, my little China girl?
Oh, yeah.
Excited about that?
I am.
I can tell. All right.
I am. I like David Bowie.
Yeah, let's dance.
Yeah, okay.
No. All right, stop. Fine. We done?
Yeah.
All right. I think you know the drill. David Bowie.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amigo and Duck. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
More WR.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Good morning. It's 5:58. It's a rainy one in Boston. Rain showers heavy this morning, a high of 71. So LBF will check the news. Brian's got traffic situations already piling up, so to speak. And I'll tell you who to listen to for $500 today. But first, LBF, what's happening?
All right, it's 70 degrees and raining in Boston. This is brought to you by Dover Rug. The final tally confirms that Boston City Councilors Michelle Wu and Anissa Essebi George have won the preliminary election for mayor. Wu was the tops at 33%, followed by Essebi George at 22%. Former Alden Shoe CFO Richard Hajar is sentenced to spend more than 5 years in prison for embezzling from the Middleborough-based company. Hajar stole around $30 million. The National Guard is preparing to deploy to the Capitol again if things turn violent at Saturday's rally. About 700 people are planning to gather in support of those arrested in January's Capitol attack. And a historic fight is paving the way for the future of space travel. Four people are now orbiting Earth. SpaceX launched its first all-civilian crew last night from Florida, meaning there are no professional astronauts on board. Seems a little bit bad. The mission wraps up on Saturday.
Flying this thing?
I know.
Computer, a laptop.
What could go wrong?
Reboot it.
Oh my God. That? Ew, wow. That is not. No.
No thanks.
Fiji sounds better.
Yeah.
In sports, that may have taken.
I want a guy named Buzz with me.
Yeah.
Right?
Lightyear?
Anybody. It's a good astronaut name. Don't worry, Buzz is here.
In sports, yeah. It may have taken 8 years, but the Red Sox finally won a series in Seattle, taking yesterday's finale 9-4. Weather today, rain showers this morning with mostly cloudy conditions during the afternoon, 71.
Lightning, as you speak, was already just lighting up the skyline.
Yeah.
All right, and the roads are already kind of treacherous, Brian. We just heard it from a caller. What's going on?
Yeah, thanks for calling in, John. Be very careful. This is brought to you by Duncan Berry.
Okay, David Bowie's your 80s artist of the day today. That means at 8 o'clock, and then on the even hours till 8 p.m., we play Bowie. We give you a keyword to text in for $500. Make sure you have the number, 45911.
More 80s, more variety. Morning show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Yes, hand selected by each of us because, you know, we find cool stuff that we need to pass on. Brought to you by Insperity. Insperity providing employee benefits, HR technology, payroll, and even scalable HR services for 30 plus years. Insperity HR that makes a difference. LBF, what do you have?
TikTok is just a font of cool things, and I found one that's going to make your workout fantastic.
Is that right?
You know me, I can't stand working.
Well, then if you like it, everybody
right?
likes it, right? Okay. Brian, what do you have?
It's that time of year. The National Toy Hall of Fame nominees have been announced.
Ooh.
Here we go. I always love this.
I just thought the acceptance speech must be fun.
Right.
I would think. What Mr. Slinky would say.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, you know those ketchup packets you get when you go to restaurants and you got to bite in and squeeze and you know you're always leaving, right?
Yeah.
There's always ketchup left. But Heinz has come up with a hack for that.
Oh, good.
That you might want.
All right.
And you can carry it with you wherever you go.
Good.
Okay, here we go. LBF.
Okay, so the latest viral fitness trend has piqued my interest because it involves snacking before you work out.
Oh.
What's the snack? Rice Krispie treats.
Really?
Apparently, eating a Rice Krispie treat before you're working out is actually good because it's an insane pump at the gym. And then it gives
mean
you
like
energy.
A little Rice Krispie square?
Yeah.
Like in the blue little wrapper?
Well, yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Or homemade. You could throw some Fruity Pebbles in there if you want to, but
fine.
I don't want to go crazy.
Wow, you're such a nutritionist.
Right. That's what I like to say to my clients.
Does it have frosting on it? Or?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
No, don't be afraid to add some Cocoa Puffs.
Wow.
Anyway.
Well, why can't you do chocolate Rice Krispies? Now, those are good.
You could do anything you want. Okay. Experts say while reaching for a Rice Krispie treat before you work out is not, it's not a horrible option. It's not the best choice, but it's like, it actually gives you a nice little boost of energy.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. There are worse choices.
Yeah, there are worse choices.
Yeah, but again, don't be afraid to add other cereals.
Right. We're not. No, I'm not afraid.
Boo-boo berries. chocolate cookie
Count
crisp.
Chocula.
Cookie crisp will be a nice ad, huh?
Just working out.
All right, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, then you got to do the workout.
Oh, yeah, rats.
I like it. I might try it.
Okay.
I'll let you know. Okay, Brian, what do you got?
All right, the finalists for the 2021 class of the National Toy Hall of Fame have been announced. There are 12, a couple of them here, American Girl dolls and Cabbage Patch Kids. I can't believe Cabbage Patch Kids aren't in already.
I know.
I mean, that's a travesty.
Mine was named Emma Rose.
Did you name it or did they?
It came with that name.
Okay.
A Battleship Billiards, Masters of the Universe, you know, the He-Man toys, those are up. And the Corn Popper, you know, the push it along Corn Popper thing.
That's a classic. Every toddler has one.
Oh, that Corn Popper.
And Sand.
Sand is a...
Sand has been nominated.
Seems like a sleeper. Year.
Yeah.
Sometimes... Wow. Also known as kitty litter.
Yeah.
Yeah, put a cover on that thing.
Yeah, exactly.
So toyhalloffame.org, you can vote for the next week, and then they'll unveil the probably three that will make it in November.
Now, I used to love Battleship as a kid. Now, do they still have Battleship? I imagine it's modernized.
Not much. You can still just
You
basic,
still got to say A7?
Yeah, there's like the electronic one.
Yeah.
The only thing is that I felt like I played with a lot of liars.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Moving their boats
when you
around.
Had them circled
right,
and you
exactly.
knew.
Exactly. And I'm like, you know what, Rob Beckham?
Your brother. Thank God he's in Scotland.
Putting it out there.
Yep. Right? Well, good luck, Battleship and
find out.
Popper. Okay, you know how you go? You get all these ketchup packets when you go to certain places, fast food that gives you those? I'm more of a ketchup, you know, when you go to a...
A pump?
I like the pump myself.
Yes, well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, don't go cheap on me, but if you got the packets, you got to cut them, squeeze them, and you got to leave some ketchup in there. It's annoying, as the kids say. But now Heinz is selling a $5.70 Heinz packet roller. Yep.
Right.
It's shaped like a ketchup bottle with a slot on the side you feed to the packet through net. Then a roller inside squeezes all the ketchup out and spits the empty packet out the other side.
Wow, that's good. Huh.
So if you want to get it, it's $5.70 plus $2 shipping. It's called the HeinzPacketRoller.com. Go there. I'm going to get one. You know, my daughter loves a good ketchup on her fry and ranch. She's all about the ranch, too.
Oh, really?
But I think that's a good buy.
I don't like paying shipping.
Can you take a look at that for me? 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Good morning. It's Bob LBF from Brian. It's 625 rainy. And pretty heavy, too. We've had flashes of lightning, and with lightning comes thunder. Right? We got that.
Yes.
Just that kind of morning, high 71. That's going to be as high as we get, too. Cloudy tonight, showers likely 65, and more rain tomorrow with a high of 72. Like I said, raining now. Be careful if you're just leaving for work. The roads are going to be, should be a little slower, and there's already... accidents out there. Brian will check those out for you. Hey, we're just talking about the Toy Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Brian was doing that with his cool things. And first of all, I didn't know there was a Toy Hall of Fame.
You did?
I was wondering if people still make Battleship. So, Kim, you got something on that?
I just want to say that not only is Battleship still around,
mm-hmm.
I bought my Star Wars fanatic son electronic Star Wars Battleship.
Oh, so it's space age now.
Really?
Yes, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's very
cool.
TIE Fighter.
It looks...
Yeah.
Yes, you know, you crashed my TIE Fighter, you blew it up, however you want to say it. But yeah,
does it have sound effects when it blows up? That'd be
yes,
awesome.
Yes, it's electronic. It does. Yes, it does. Now, he's 31 now, but he loves
okay.
it.
Okay. I'm expecting that.
Yeah, I'm down.
Thanks, Mommy.
So, but yeah, I just want to say it is still around, and they do have different versions of it, like Monopoly and stuff. It's really cool.
Kim, who does your son play Star Wars Battleship with? It takes two to tango. That's one thing about Battleship.
One of his other wonderful geek 30-year-old friends. They sit around and they
didn't say wife.
Absolutely.
Didn't say wife.
Uh-huh. No, absolutely. My son, he'd have to leave the house and meet a girl. That would never happen.
Are you saying what I think you're saying, Kim?
No, Kim? I'm saying he likes to stay home and play video games. So he doesn't like to go out.
Okay, and he's 31.
Hey, you know what?
I don't want to bury the lead here, but, you know, maybe we stop buying him Battleship games.
Well, he's home. It's nice to have him home.
Yep. Yeah. It is nice to have him home. He helps pay the bills. He's a mailman. He makes good money. I can't complain.
Right?
Oh, all right. He helps with the bills.
Yeah. Right? Listen, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
He's not screaming for meatloaf?
He really does. No. Okay. It's funny. I used to tease him. I said, do you want to be the troll in your mother's basement living on macaroni and cheese? And at 15, he was like, Mom, yes. I love macaroni and cheese. Yeah, exactly.
So. All right, Kim. But, you know what? Sounds like right. Everybody's happy.
That's all that counts.
You're happy. He's home. He's happy.
I do. I have happy kids. I do.
I love it. Well, thank you, Kim.
All right.
I want to come over and play.
Have a good day, guys.
All right. Thanks.
Absolutely. Sure.
I'd love all it. Right. No, let him know. We're coming. Okay. Bye, Kim.
I will. Okay. Bye.
Get the mac and cheese ready, Kim.
Wow.
She's fun.
Yeah.
Very nice. I like her style. The kid goes, yeah, sounds good. I'll be mac and cheese in the basement. I love it. Okay. What do you got, LBF, coming up, Dirty Laundry?
Hey, your chance to live like a member of Aerosmith.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Dream on.
I like it. Look at that.
I like it. Okay. That's going to be fun coming up. It's really... a great story, and you previewed it for me, and I'm impressed.
Thanks.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you could live like a rock star, literally.
Right.
So just stay tuned.
Okay.
Teasing here. Work with me. I'm trying to build an audience here.
Okay. But you already did that.
I did that. Well,
I was like, yeah, I was always fortified.
Oh, all right. This is fortifying.
Really, yeah, that's what I was trying to do.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. See how the roads are, Brian.
They're awful.
Yeah.
Be very careful. This is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Wet roads, some heavy rain coming down. Be very careful.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
1057 WROR, 80s and more. Let's get into the dirty line. It's raining out. It's just going to get dirty. You know how that goes. Here's LBF.
Yeah, it's kind of exciting here in the Boston area, Boston, Rhode Island, because we got a couple of things going on. First, how can you live like a rock star? I'm going to tell you in one second. But before we get to that, Hocus Pocus fans, which I read Roger Ebert gave that like one star back in the day.
Yeah.
He said it was a terrible movie and that everybody was awful in it. Wow. And I saw it for the first time last year.
Yeah.
I liked it. I mean, it wasn't amazing, but it's, like, cute-ish.
I think people raised on it have a real fondness
affinity
for it.
That
you
feeling.
You weren't. You were too highfalutin.
I was too high for Halloween.
Yeah.
Freaking myself out.
All right.
I know. Silly.
Watching the pianist or the English
patient.
Patient.
I've never seen the English Patient.
Good for you.
Can you believe that?
Me, I haven't either.
I don't want to lose
those 3 hours.
Right.
Of my life.
It was long. Yeah. Sort of. Mm. Anyway, speaking of movies, Hocus Pocus 2 has been filming in the area, and a 1670s village is being built in a Lincoln, Rhode Island park. And it's for Hocus Pocus. It's like a witch's coven or something like that. But yeah, they're building a whole giant, community.
Mm.
And they're going to film there.
They're not going to Salem?
No. Nope. This is like, no.
Yeah.
I think they're
looking for extras, too.
They are looking for extras. Mostly from the 18 to 22 range who can sing and dance. But, you know, if you want to try that, go for it. Okay. How can you live like a rock star? It'll cost you... $4.5 million.
Okay.
You have to move to Duxbury.
Oh,
not
nice.
Bad. Yeah. But you have a lot of acreage and privacy. Yes, Joe Perry's gated compound in Duxbury, known as Brookhaven Farm, is for sale. $4.5 million. It's near Marshfield.
It's right on 3A.
Yeah.
Brian is
it features a 7,100 square foot home, 5 bedrooms, 4 baths, soaring ceilings, 3 fireplaces, media room, billiards room, rooftop deck, and basement studio called the Boneyard is where they recorded much of Just Push Play in 2001.
Oh.
And they wrote the lyrics to Crying Fever and Living on the Edge at the home. Heated pool shaped like a Gibson guitar body. That's near a 3-room, 1-bath detached stone front carriage house with a rooftop garden.
So go back to the pool. It's a Gibson guitar.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, just like you'd expect a guitar.
Right.
Does it have a neck?
It has a diving board, which actually is good because that's grandfathered in. You're not allowed to have diving boards anymore.
Yeah.
So that's worth the 4.5.
Sure. Yeah.
Diving board. And the front, like, so when you come in the front door, the tile inlays are guitars.
Okay.
And then when you look up and there's the banister and the sort of railing up top for the staircase, it's made out of the, is that the struts part of the, what do you mean? Like the
neck.
The neck of the guitar. Yes. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I mean, if you like guitars,
you
can pull it out if you don't want to. But, like, that seems like, what's the point if you want to live?
A great conversation piece.
Yeah.
For $4.5 million.
If you could live in any rock star's home, whose home would you live in? Now, I'm not saying what it would look like, just being, like, get the vibe of.
Wow, that's a good question. I remember once I was invited to Carly Simon's house on the Vineyard for record label thing. She had a nice... very nice piece of property
there.
Yeah,
I bet.
Yeah, you're taken there like a kidnap victim, right?
Yeah, they made us ride in school buses, and they taped the windows up so we couldn't see how to get to her house.
But yeah, I know she had a nice house.
Yeah.
But what rock star? Like, would you, like, not about the house, more about the vibe of the rock star.
Oh, the vibe.
Because I don't think you're a big Carly Simon, like, aficionado.
Not so much, but she's very pleasant.
Why, right.
She had a nice clam bake for us.
Oh, well, good for you.
Yeah. More of a lobster bake.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gosh,
what a
rock
flex.
Star. Well, no, trust me, she was very kind to let us in.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to think about that. A rock star's house?
Yeah, like just the, like, I mean, it doesn't matter what it looks like or where it is. It's just like, boy, would I love to live in Madonna's house. Or,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's not it.
Yeah.
That's not it. That's not who I would want.
Huh. Well, who would you want?
Come on, you know.
Barry Manilow.
Pia's got pianos everywhere.
That's a good question.
He's got a good vibe. Yeah.
Let me think on that.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan of the Cars, the Rick Ocasek.
Okay, yeah.
Would have liked his house.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, you guys, guess what? I just bought Rick Ocasek's house.
That's cool.
And be like, super flex.
Yeah.
Better than the Carly Simon one.
I don't know. I never had a lobster bake at Rick's house.
And you never will.
No, I know. No, not now.
Not anymore.
Nope.
Nope.
Time marches, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure.
6:47. Hey, David Bowie, that'd be a nice house. He's also your 80s artist of the day.
Good vibe.
8 o'clock, $500.
Start your workday with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Bryant.
End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home to J-Bo Jones at 4:15.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR at work.
Good morning. It's Jermaine from Cambridge.
Jermaine, how are you?
Not bad. It's getting kind of dark out early, and I don't like that.
No.
But listen, tell LB.
No, you can't.
Barry
She's
Manilow
right
has tons of pianos, but he also has a lot of organs. You know what I'm saying?
All right, Jermaine.
Thanks, Jermaine.
Toodles.
Play Elton's organ. That'd be fun. All right, thanks, Jermaine.
Have a good one.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more, Def Leppard and some sugar. It is 6:57. It's been an unbelievable ride already for a lot of folks coming in. Brian takes a look at the traffic coming in, but first, LBF has got the latest.
All right, it is 67 degrees in Boston. The final tally confirms that Boston City Councilors Michelle Wu and Anissa Essebi-George have won the preliminary election for mayor. Wu was the tops at 33%, followed by Essebi-George at 22%. Former Alden Shoe CFO Richard Hajar has been sentenced to spend more than 5 years in prison for embezzling from the Middleborough-based company. Hajar stole around $30 million. A moose that spent hours wandering in a Worcester neighborhood has been captured and released. The moose was running down May Street when it was struck by a vehicle, quickly jumping up and heading down Hollywood Street. The moose was later tranquilized for its own protection and then was transported to an undisclosed location.
Francis.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, she just got hit by a car.
Yep.
Those were the DPW workers.
Worcester DPW guys.
Who followed
don't
the moose.
Usually have to deal with a moose.
No, the moose was looking for a girlfriend.
Was it is the season?
Yeah, so he's like woke up and was like, you know where I'm gonna go? Worcester. I like the ladies in Worcester. And the Holiday Pops are returning to Boston Symphony Hall this December. The Boston Pops will be performing 34 shows between December 2nd and the 24th. Proof of vaccination or a negative coronavirus test is required to attend the shows. In sports, it may have taken 8 years, but the Red Sox finally won a series in Seattle, taking yesterday's finale at 9-4. Weather today, rain showers this morning, then mostly cloudy conditions during the afternoon, a high of 71. Coming up at 8:40's Dirty Laundry, you can live like a rock star 40 miles south of Boston.
With a guitar-shaped pool.
Right?
How about that?
Cool.
You know who else did that?
Oh.
I think Elvis did. Didn't he have a guitar-shaped pool in Graceland?
Maybe. It's a nice shape.
Well, because it's kind of kidney-esque.
Yes.
You know, so
yeah.
You can kind of get away with it.
Right.
Right?
Who thought of a kidney-shaped pool anyway?
I know. Why'd they call it
like
that?
The kidney?
Yeah.
Like, look at that. That looks good. Looks like you want to swim in it.
Better than a spleen.
Yeah.
True enough.
Or liver. Yeah. Liver-shaped pool. It's kind of... Anywho.
Anyway.
Brian? Okay. Let's take a look at the roads. It's been busy all morning.
Yeah, be careful out there. Wet roads. This is brought to you by DCU Digital Federal Credit Union.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:13. Looks like it's tapered off a little bit. The rain. Half hour ago, lightning, rolling thunder. It was pretty exciting, pretty aggressive for morning. Rain showers will continue off and on during the afternoon. High 71. And, it's 67 now in Boston. So, Rolling Stone has done it again. I think they do this just to get conversation started. Because if they were to do a top 500 songs of all time and it was predictable, I guess it wouldn't be as, you know.
We wouldn't be talking about it. We'd be just saying, of course.
Right. Let's say if they just released it and Stairway to Heaven was number one, you'd be like, yeah, of course. And you move on. You might disagree.
I might. But I don't really count because I have bad taste in music.
Well, but it's your taste.
Yep.
Okay, so they've done it again, and they released a new 500. They've updated it. So what we have here is a compilation, Brian, of the top five. Right?
Starting, five. You want the top five?
What do you have?
I started at 500.
Oh, you did?
I'm sorry. It might take a while.
Anybody want to get breakfast?
All right. The top five.
Top five, according to Rolling Stone. Check it out and see if you respectfully disagree.
Yeah. Good riff.
You know what that is?
How does it feel?
Bob.
Oh, my God.
Bob. Sam Cooke.
I love me some Sam Cooke.
But I know a change gon' come.
Public Enemy.
Fight the power. Fight the power.
Yeah.
We got to fight the power.
Flavor Flav there. This is number one. Aretha.
I mean, it is a classic.
Huh?
I like that it's by a woman.
I'm sure you do. But is it the all-time number one song? Also on the list, it didn't make top five. The Beatles, Strawberry Fields. Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? Missy Elliott at number eight, Get Your Freak On.
Oh, my. It's a good song, but that.
Fleetwood Mac, Dreams, number nine. Outkast, Hey Ya, at number 10.
That is a fun song.
Yeah.
It was a fun song. And Shake It, right?
Right.
Like a Polaroid picture.
Yes. Simile.
Yeah. your favorite is number 11, LBF, Beach Boys, God Only Knows.
That's a great song. It's very romantic and nice.
Here's where I got a beef. At number 15, I Want to Hold Your Hands, Rolling Stone. I mean, the Beatles. Now, why isn't that number one?
Because.
That changed everything.
But you know what? Does it stand the test of time?
Ed Sullivan.
It's an updated list.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't. Mm. It doesn't. I mean, yes, it's a good song, but like, is it? Listen, here's what I like about Aretha Franklin: is respect is number one.
Okay.
First of all, it's by a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, there's spelling, so it's educational.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good jam. Everyone knows it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like, I feel like you could ask anybody any age. They'd be like, yeah.
But I don't, it's not number one.
And a good singer, like, unlike Bob Dylan.
Hey, hey, don't sleep on Bob Dylan.
Oh, no, thank you. He's scratchy beard.
That's why I like the Nirvana. Like, that, for me, Nirvana is like, that's kind of, that changed stuff. Exactly. Like, the way that
did it, though. Didn't they rip off a lot of riffs from like, everybody the Pixies off and everybody. Stuff?
That was grunge. It killed big hair.
I know. That's very sad.
You
want
to know what it takes to kill big hair?
I had to part my hair in the middle and straighten it. You know how hard that was? Yeah.
Grunge kills big hair.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we posted at our Facebook page, ROR Morning Show, and also ROR Morning Show, WROR 105.7. You can comment there, and you can nominate what you think is the best of all time. Argue with me. Beat Stairway to Heaven.
I really like Ready to Take a Chance Again by Barry Manilow. I'm sorry. It's a beautiful song, especially at the beginning of that movie Foul Play with Goldie Hawn on the coast of California.
That's the number one song of all time.
On my playlist.
That's why we don't carpool.
I would. Wow. Death by carpool. Whoa. Anyway. Steven says, Imagine by John Lennon. Actually, that is number 19, beat out by Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, right?
Good one.
Yeah, Imagine. So that's it. I want to see what folks have to say about it. So just nominate your song. Get a good idea of what our audience tastes
like. I'll post mine. I'll post the video.
You don't have to.
Come on.
You know, you don't really have to.
I do.
You think you do?
I need to introduce people to that beautiful melody.
I don't think I'm ready to take the chance again. Ugh. No, I think.
But take it.
Go ahead. Okay, so comment on our Facebook page, 105.7 WROR. We'll be sharing that throughout the show. I'm just curious to see what our listeners think is. If they respectfully disagree. It's 7:19. Here's Kenny Loggins, and you're just about 40 minutes away from $500 with David Bowie. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, and that, of course, Footloose, Kenny Loggins, did not make the list of Rolling Stones 500. Man, maybe it did.
Tragic.
But not top 20. You want to hear some of the choices our listeners are pumping in?
Yeah.
Brian says, sorry, but the Staples Singers version of Respect is better than Aretha's.
Okay.
I've never heard that.
Ooh.
Monica says, Don't Stop Believing.
Okay.
In what? No. See what I did there?
Yeah, I did.
Laura Lee says Stairway. Deirdre says Stairway. Kelsey says Bohemian Rhapsody. Patty with a D. Patty. Irish, I would bet.
Patty, maybe.
Patty Fagan says Let It Be. And someone named Lauren Beckham Falcone actually went so far as to post a video of her choice.
Yeah, it's an excellent video. It's the reason I drive a VW. I'm not kidding.
Good
I was
grief.
Very influenced by that movie.
The song, go ahead.
Barry Manilow's Ready to Take a Chance Again. But because the scene in Foul Play with Goldie Hawn and Chevy Chase when she drives down the coast of California, it's fabulous.
I forgot that movie.
Oh, it's
is it
so
a good?
Good?
It's a keeper?
It's a keeper.
Foul Play. Okay. Anyway, so we're just having fun commenting at 105.7 WROR Facebook page.
Yeah.
Hey, this parrot here that we got the sound of a parrot who hates his owner's cat.
Yeah.
He hates when the cat does anything.
Yeah.
When the cat meows, the parrot has words.
Yeah.
It might make me buy a parrot, although I don't have a cat. But tell me this isn't awesome.
You get both.
Yeah, right?
Right. Here, this is actually a parrot, okay?
Shut up. Quiet. Shut up. Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. Be quiet. Shut up.
So now
I'm with the parrot.
But who's parroting the parrot?
I feel like the owner might not like that cat either.
That's what I'm saying. The parrot got it from somewhere.
Right?
Shut up.
Oh, I mean that
just
meowing.
Just like a toddler.
Isn't that
funny?
Pick it up somewhere.
Shut up. Quiet. Shut up.
That's great.
Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up.
You're right.
Oh, my God. That's
okay. I don't think. I think you're right, Brian.
Great.
The owner doesn't, or someone in the house does not like that cat.
Boy.
Wonder who that is. Anyway, we thought we'd share that with you. 7:25, Morning Court's up next. Larry is on the phone. Larry's got an age-old problem, LBF.
What's that?
Well, that's his problem, is his age. It's an age-old problem. As in, well, he's not old, as in OLD, but he's 50. His wife's in his mid-30s. Guess what wifey wants?
A bracelet?
It starts with a B.
Oh, a baby.
Yes, she
does. Go for the bracelet.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Larry would be glad to hear your opinion on that. He's going to check in. Yeah, his wife is in her mid-30s. She wants a baby, but Larry, no, he thought he was done. So we'll talk to Larry, and you can coach him up coming up in 10 minutes. Brian, how are the roads?
All right, they're wet. Be careful. This is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Shut up. Quiet. Shut up.
Someone in the house does not like
shut
that cat.
Right. Awesome show.
Every day, you're the only reason why I make it through my stay-at-home momness.
Start your day off with the ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court is in session, guys. Let's say good morning to today's plaintiff, Larry. Good morning, Larry.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Well, we're doing okay. You're a little nervous in the service here because your wife wants something really badly, and you don't. let's hear about it.
Well, I'm a little older than her by 9 years. We've already had one child. And
how old is your child, Larry?
Well, put it this way. I'm 50. My wife's in her mid-30s,
okay.
And we have a 4-year-old.
Okay. You're 50. Okay, got it.
All right. Busy.
For me, it's great. I mean, it's like I got three best friends. My wife wants, however, another baby. And I think I told you I'm 50. I think I said that.
Yeah, we got you. Does she know?
Okay. By the time the kid gets here, I'll be almost 52. I mean, he goes to college, I'll be in my 70s. Who wants that?
Yeah. Moving is tough. I'm just telling you.
Yes.
I don't want to do it at 70.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Because they don't let you use the elevator. Anyway. So what's the deal? You already have one baby. She wants to add to the family, right?
Yeah. Guys, I mean, she wants another one because she wants my daughter to have a sibling. She doesn't want her to grow up alone. Personally, I'm fine the way we are. I mean, this kid thing, it's a young man, hey, brother. I'm telling you. I'm exhausted with a 4-year-old. I just don't want to have another kid. I'm good.
I can imagine. It is a young man's game. You're running
it's
around.
A young person's game. Everybody is tired.
But you did. Look, Larry, you married a younger woman here. So.
I know. I married a younger woman. But we had the one kid. I thought that was it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
The kid graduates, I'm 69, working the rest of my life to pay for college, not the what I was thinking about doing the rest of my life. I like it the way it is now.
Okay.
Okay, well.
She wants to add to it. I mean, you have one kid, she wants two. Larry, you're in a pickle, my friend. You are in a pickle. So what we're going to do is put it up to our listeners to chime in and see what they think. Does Larry have, I don't know, the right to say no? Is it his decision? Is it her decision? Mm-hmm. Don't they have to both come together?
I imagine. I mean, I don't know. This is a tough one.
It is tough. So, Larry, thanks for coming to Morning Court. Why don't you stay tuned for a bit, okay?
Right on.
We'll take calls for the next 45 minutes at 888-410-1057. You heard Larry. He's done. One and done, Larry.
Okay.
I'm good.
Stay tuned, Larry. They get all kinds of advice. 888-410-1057. Morning Court's in session.
Thanks, guys.
Let's help Larry out. Longtime listener. Longtime first time, as they say.
Right.
So good to hear from Larry. I don't know. That's tough. If he says no, which she had, you know, she needs his help. But anyway, so she needs participation there as far as that goes from Larry.
I think there are two arguments.
Yeah.
One is that it's a young person's game, or does a baby keep you young?
Well, that might be the case.
Right? I don't know. I don't want to find out.
They keep, well, there you go. Larry, you'll be glad to hear that. All right, 888-410-1057. Let's help Larry out, see what you think. Does he have the right to say no, he's done?
It was a pretty young thing.
Yeah, it was a little PYT. That's what you get when you go for the PYT, Larry. There you go. 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. LBF, you said it. Larry got himself a pretty young thing.
Yep.
And she wants just another baby.
Just one more.
Just
like,
one.
Like chips. You can't just have one.
You did.
I did. It was the only time I had restraint in my life.
Yeah, I'm done.
Can't do it with the chips, though.
Yep. All right. Dee, let's help Larry out. What advice would you have for Larry today about having another baby? He doesn't really want to do it. What do you say?
Well, as an only child who is now 23, my dad had me when he was 50 and my mom was 30. They had a 20-year age gap. Mm. I can say that, first of all, I have loved being an only child. Nice. I've seen other people with siblings. And I don't really believe that I have missed out on anything by not having siblings.
Okay.
And also I will say that having grown up with an older parent, it has been tough just because as I went off to college, as I went and started my first job, my dad's health especially, yeah. Now granted, he didn't always take care of himself. So it's been tough because my mind is now split because I'm focusing on him getting older,
yeah.
And, you know, trying to take care of him as well.
Yeah.
And
that's
it feels
a lot.
Less like he's been able to take care of me.
And that's the reality of the situation, right? Because if you're a young
sometimes,
person,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to get it sooner than most parents,
right.
Yeah. Most people
instead of being
get it.
23 and exactly. Partying.
Yeah, right. You gotta,
so it's like, you know, there's a back and forth because it's if your wife understands the situation and understands that, you know, when your child is growing into a young adult and is, you know, coming of age and stuff like that, you're not going to be as around, as available, just because that's what happens when you get older.
Hey, Dee, we're going to grab another call, but Larry will be glad to hear that if you only have one, look how Dee turned out.
I know. She's
right?
Great.
She's going to take care
I'm glad they decided to have you.
You're going to take, Dee's going to take care of Dad, right? Just D and, and Dad. Thank you, D. Have
That's
a great,
great
day.
That's great. Thanks, D.
All right. Amy B. says Larry is all about Larry. Is that right, Amy?
He's a guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I feel that he thinks he's all about him. And I'm sorry, but for the first, you know, year or so, Mom is the one. Hopefully, maybe he's getting up and doing feedings. And I know that's hard. And my husband was older. He's 10 years older than I am.
Okay.
And so when we had our last set of twins, babies 4 and 5, he was up there. And
So this
is like one other child. And so for me coming with 5 kids and he did one more child, come on, dude. I don't know. Like, and his wife is all about it. I don't know what they're complaining about. 2 kids? Stop.
That's what he said.
Yeah, two kids. Stop.
Yeah. Oh, stop. Amy, you're fun. Five kids.
Wow.
Listen to Amy. You can take on another one.
Yeah, go for it.
And I'm on my way to my full-time job. So enough, Larry.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Larry's,
I'm exhausted just
not
thinking
the call
about
Larry
it.
Larry wanted to hear. Thank you, Amy. That's good stuff.
Wow,
well,
Amy
wow.
B for the win.
Superwoman. She's doing it all. All right, 888-410-1057. Well, Larry didn't want to hear that so much. Is anybody Team Larry today? I'm just
Come
curious.
On. Who's Team Larry?
I'm Larry. 888-410-1057. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's a good morning court today because you heard, maybe you heard Larry. He is, 50 and already has a 4-year-old with his younger wife who's mid-30s. She wants another baby. Larry's good. Larry is good with the situation at hand. But his wife is kind of pushing. Said, I'll take care. Don't worry. You know, it's all good. Our daughter needs a sibling. Okay?
Yeah.
So, Larry wants to hear from our listeners today what, what you think. Mm-hmm. So let's hear from Edwin. What do you say, Edwin?
Larry, you know what? Everybody is making their own decisions and everything. I got my son when I was 50.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right? He's turned 4 years old. Huh. I was 49, by the way. 4 years old. I'm 53 now. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you right now, he give me more energy than you can imagine. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Would you like another one?
Right now, if God give me one more, why not?
Okay. All right.
You know?
Right.
Why not?
Take them as they come.
Well, he'll be glad to hear that, Edwin.
That's the thing. Like, that's the point. That babies can make you feel old, or they can give you the energy that you need. So.
I feel younger than ever.
Or they suck it all out.
I know. But you're, you know, I mean? he's
but
is
Edwin's
lovely.
Having fun.
My brother had his last one. He was older, and I swear to God, he's just like
having
renewed.
Fun.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Thank you, Edwin. Have a great day, my friend.
You're welcome.
Let's say hi to Dave. Hi, Dave. What do you say?
Hey, how you doing? Don't do it.
Okay.
don't do it.
Okay. He's listening. Go ahead.
I was in a similar situation. We had our one daughter. Very happy. I'm 52. I've got an 8-year-old and 2 6-year-olds. And we went for the other sibling. We got the twins.
Oh, God.
And,
I hope they're listening.
Wow. Yeah.
We just took our first vacation in 10 years. Don't do it.
Okay, Dave says don't do it. Wow. Larry has just turned the radio up. Did you hear it, Dave?
Oh, my God. I hope you're saving for the therapy.
Thanks, Dave. Wow. Don't.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Hey, coming up, we're going to give Dave a chance to win $500 so he can go on vacation. And everybody else, too. David Bowie's your 80s Artist of the Day. He plays next. Listen for that keyword. Coming up.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying
enable ROR Boston.
Then say
open ROR.
More at WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Let's go to Sudbury and say hello to Lee. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, everybody.
How you doing?
I'm good.
All good?
I'm nervous.
No, it's just us.
Nervous?
It's just us.
It's Bob.
Yeah. Come on.
LBF has been really tough this week.
I don't know what's gotten into her. I don't know what's gotten into her. You're right.
Maybe it's my coworkers.
Can't be that. Because we're congenial people.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Lee, so what do you do? I hear you're going out for a jog this morning.
Well, I was hoping to, but I think we'll go later instead.
Okay.
I work in a registrar's office at Harvard. I've got 2 great boys that are 18 and 13. Fabulous husband. We've got a terrific kitty cat. I like to jog. I play tennis.
Lee,
there you go.
You are active.
Active.
She's an active person. All right, Lee, you ready to win $1,000 playing Super Smart?
I sure am.
You know how it goes. Get them all right. That's what you get. If you're not sure about a question, say pass. All right, we'll get back to it. Lee, here we go.
What is 3 minus 2?
1.
Name one of the candidates for Boston mayor.
Michelle Wu.
Who sings China Girl?
David Bowie.
Who played Sandy in Grease?
Olivia Newton-John.
How many different railroads can be bought in the game of Monopoly?
4.
The Jets and the Sharks feuded in this musical.
West Side Story.
What Atlantic island are you visiting if you're staying in the capital city of Hamilton?
Bermuda.
What was left in Pandora's box as a consolation?
Pass.
Which literary work's title character is named Offred?
Pass.
What fruit comes in the Muscat or Scuppernong variety?
Grape.
What was left in Pandora's box as a consolation?
Pass.
What literary work's title character is named Offred?
Handmaid's Tale.
What was left in Pandora's box as a consolation?
Oh God.
We had hope, didn't we?
We did have hope.
We had hope.
We had hope, and that's what was left in Pandora's box. You got 9 out of 10. I'm sorry.
Lee, 9
that
out of 10.
That was so good.
Yeah. My goodness, we thought we were going to bang out a check for $1,000.
We sure did.
Wow. So that's the only one she missed.
Hope.
Hope is what was left in Pandora's box.
Oh.
Lee.
I just got a text from a friend saying hope.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That friend's kind of a jerk.
Yeah. Where were you 40 seconds ago? But Lee, I'm telling you.
Oh, wow.
Lee, you did great. You did great. 9 out of 10.
That's like wicked bragging rights.
It really is. That's like,
and
I don't know.
You're calm and collected. You must jog.
Yes, she is. She's
good resting heart rate.
Yes, exactly.
She works at Harvard.
Right.
But Lee, you must press on. Right?
I will.
Oh, my God. Did you do that? Did you do
what?
That, Lee? Press on nails?
Well,
did
that,
you do
oh,
that?
Is that? Oh, did I do
oh,
that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay.
It's a sickness.
Yeah, I wore Lee jeans, too.
That's
oh,
it.
Lee
there
jeans.
You go.
Yeah, Lee,
I'm just
must
trying to
on.
Make her feel a little better.
That's what you do?
What?
Huns? Please don't visit hospitals.
Lee, you're right. She has been very mean this week, and I couldn't agree more. All right. We're going to send... Lee, we're going to send you and your husband, your great guy, to see Steely Dan at the Orpheum. That's November 7th coming up. Tickets on sale, livenation.com. But great job, Lee. Enjoy that
Thank
show,
you.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. So remember, it's LBF's fault. yes. That was awesome. Hey, if you want to take the challenge, just do it. Go to WROR.com,
yeah,
right?
All you have to do is play it, slay it, we'll pay it. And if you're playing, make sure your friends text fast.
Yes. We came very close. She was just,
wow.
That
oh,
was
man.
So good.
Just didn't have hope.
Oh.
Too bad. Okay. It's 8:10. Brian, how are the roads this morning?
Not great.
Oh, boy.
This is brought to you by Lowe's.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay. Morning Court. Today we talk to Larry, longtime listener. First time he's ever called us, but he's got a good reason to call. Here's Larry's case.
I'm 50. My wife's in her mid-30s, and we have a 4-year-old, all right? She wants another one because she wants my daughter to have a sibling. She doesn't want her to grow up alone. Personally, I'm fine the way we are. This kid thing, it's a young man game, brother. I'm telling you, I'm exhausted with a 4-year-old. By the time the kid gets here, I'll be almost 52. I mean, he goes to college, I'll be in my 70s. I just don't want to have another kid. I'm good.
He's good.
He's good.
He married a younger woman who apparently at some point, you know, decided that one was not enough. And she wants another one before Larry gets too old or she does.
Right.
So time is now,
tick
brother.
Tick-tock.
Tick-tock. That's what she said.
Tick-tock,
Larry. Okay, so let's go to Steve. Steve, are you team Larry or team wife? Where do you stand?
I'm team Larry.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Let's hear it.
I'll tell you why. I was done having kids at 50. And if I had to have a kid at 50, my wife and I would still be working full time. We wouldn't have been able to sell a house and buy a condo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 71, and I would still be working full time to pay off for college debt.
Yeah.
And I mean, life is all about giving your child or your children the best life you can.
Yeah.
And I think at this point of his life and her life, you know, that's going to have a dramatic effect. It's not all about Larry. It's his wife, too. I mean, they can have a beautiful child, and that child can be happy and well-adjusted. I mean, I'm 1 of 10. I wouldn't have minded having a few less kids because I was
more food for everybody. Hey, thank you, Steve.
I mean, if my parents didn't have my sister, I could have had a vacation home.
Yes.
That's right. So I wish them the best. I hope it works out for them.
Thank you, Larry. Steve.
Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Larry. Okay, thank you. Hey, Chris, you say what to Larry?
Listen, Larry has to man up.
Okay.
He married a 30-something.
Mm-hmm.
Of course they want children.
Yeah, but he thought he was one and done. She probably, we'll just have one.
Bob?
Yeah.
Bob?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Were you one and done?
No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir.
Do you know why LB was one and done?
I
because
LB?
She made a decision.
Yeah.
We have no choice.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, well,
I was wondering where you were going.
I can argue with Chris.
Thank you.
Yeah, we really don't.
If the young lady wants another baby, she's going to get one.
We're just along for the ride.
It's
a good ride.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's absolutely. Nice
ride, one you'd wait in line for.
And you don't want a fast pass.
Oh, boy.
But no, that's really good, Chris. He's just got a man up.
Good morning.
Whatever she wants.
Thanks.
Take care of business.
We're gonna bang the gavel, Chris.
All right, that's
awesome. Thank you. Bang the gavel. I think that's case closed. Or is it? What do you say? You can still chime in if you want at 888-410-1057. Now he brings up a good point. You can't, if the wife doesn't want one, you know, you can have one. But you know, if she wants one, it's hard to resist.
Is it?
I think it is. You know, I think generally speaking, the wife will make the ultimate decision there. Don't you think?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I don't know.
Linda, what do you say?
All right. So he is a total jerk.
Oh.
And you can just tell by his attitude. And he says, if I have another kid, I have to work for that kid to go to college. That kid doesn't deserve a father. I mean, it deserves a better father. So actually, I'm on Larry's side not to have any more children because they don't need a father like him.
Oh, boy.
Right. She's fired up. I love it.
Well, I know.
I am fired up. Listen, I am a crossing guard, and I've been listening for the last 45 minutes, and I couldn't call you till I was done. I'm like, I am going to call, and I am going to tell how I feel.
Sorry, Larry.
I mean, you know what? She's not wrong.
This is something. They should have discussed this before they got married.
Right. Yeah.
And if it was so important for him to marry a little trophy wife, then he should have expected what was going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this woman. I'm going to cross her street every day.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not going anywhere near that street. Bye, Linda.
Wow.
Can I cross now?
How I feel.
All right. I love it. Thank you.
He needs to hear that.
Larry, get over yourself, Larry.
He thought he won the day, didn't he?
Until right,
Linda
nope.
chimed
nope,
in.
Nope, until Linda
so
came.
Fast.
Yeah. Stop right there. All right. Do not cross. No,
Richard, what do you say to our guy Larry today?
My thought was that Larry should get a vasectomy without letting his wife know and just have all the sex he wants. And if nothing happens, nothing happens.
Richard, we can't.
So you're calling from jail. That is outrageous.
Well, honey, I guess we should try again tonight.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I don't know what's going on.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, really. Thank you, Richard.
Well,
I don't know.
What's wrong with that guy?
I don't know. Where do you start?
Oh, boy. I will zip it.
Oh, God, really?
I got nothing to say.
Dreams come true.
All right. Where's Linda when I need her? Don't cross me.
I won't cross.
Okay. So good luck, Larry. It's really, I thought we had a verdict in the case, but as it turns out, there's people who don't think he should have one for other reasons.
Right.
As well. Okay. So maybe that is the answer. What do you got, LB?
All right. What do I have? How to live like a rock star. And you can do it like in a leafy suburb of Boston.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How to live like a rock star.
Guitar-shaped pool.
Okay. That's coming up. Need we say more? That's the ultimate rock star lifestyle. Guitar-shaped pool.
Right.
Billy's got a piano-shaped pool.
Does he?
I think he does. Yeah. We'll find out. All right, it is 8:36. It's time to get into the laundry with LBF. Here we go.
Okay, well, you know what? There's a little controversy, and I just want to tell you that. I'm going to, this is brought to you by Century Bank, by the way. First of all, living like a rock star You're going to be able to do it about 40 miles south of Boston. I'll tell you why in a moment. But the controversy that I'm just learning about.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. Remakes can make people very, very angry. And apparently they're thinking about remaking the iconic Whitney Houston, Kevin Costner film, The Bodyguard.
Is it iconic? Is it really? I don't know if I would use that so much.
Variety called it iconic. You think I'm making these words up myself?
I didn't think you would. No,
iconic.
I didn't think, no.
And I agree. That's why really? I repeated it.
I saw iconic. One and talk about Larry's one and done.
One and done?
I saw it once. I was done.
No. Come on. Ralph Waite in the final scenes running through the woods. Powell. One anyway.
Powell.
Whitney Houston. Kevin Costner. Yeah. It had everything. Mm-hmm. It had Whitney Houston. It had Kevin Costner. Okay. Yep. It had music. It had hits. It had Mr. Walton.
Yeah.
He
carries her away at the end. I know you like that finish.
Yes. Yeah. Because I'm always fascinated that people can pick up women because no one's ever picked me up. Like,
if any
of those things happen to me, the person would be like, well, we'll just walk, right?
No. Dave can carry you anywhere.
No, he couldn't. Yeah, that guy's. Back's not as good as it used to be.
But anyway.
They're thinking about doing that. Mm-hmm. So there you have it.
Okay.
Now, if you want to live like a rock star, you can 40 miles south of Boston because guess who's selling their mansion? Joe Perry from Aerosmith.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Mm.
Definitely has his influence.
Yeah.
It's pretty big and it's pretty expensive. It's called Brookhaven Farm.
It's in Duxbury. Dare I say, as ostentatious as you'd think.
No, because
it's very
homey. New England. You know, like the real
rustic
rich,
barn, you know,
not showy.
Yeah.
$4.5 million.
Yeah,
right,
Brian?
Right on 3A by Bennett Tire and Service.
Yeah.
There it is. You know where you get your tire service.
Ethereal. Views of marshes and ponds.
Mm.
It's 7,000 square feet.
That's big.
It's 5 bedrooms, 4 bathrooms, 3 fireplaces, a high-tech media room, billiards room, rooftop deck.
Nice gym.
Basement. Yeah. The studio, the basement studio is the Boneyard, where Aerosmith wrote a lot of songs and did 2001 Just Push Play album. And it's got a heated pool shaped like a Gibson guitar body, and it has a diving board, which you can't get anymore, but it's grandfathered in, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
No slide, though.
Four and a half mil. Where's Joe?
It also has a carriage house.
Where's Joe going?
And a barn.
You know?
And a tack room. I think he's in Florida. He and his wife sold their farm in Vermont. And they spend a lot of time in Los Angeles, and then they also have a beachfront condo in Sarasota.
He's doing okay.
All their houses. It's
doing
ridiculous.
Okay.
It's a 2-minute walk to a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Well, that's not bad.
Not bad.
You know, he's been married since 1985. That's pretty good.
For a rock star.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I know.
He's one of the greats.
Okay.
Great guitars.
Well, there you go. Oh, okay. Yeah. The other thing about the guitar thing, when you walk in the front door... the tile inlay on the floor has guitars in it. So
of course it does. Yeah. Right. So at least it's a very conversation piece.
Right. Look
when
at
you
that.
Have Thanksgiving.
Yes.
You know,
like, oh, this is where Joe Perry did this.
Right.
That.
There you go.
All sorts of things.
That too. And, oh, my God. Maybe I shouldn't buy this house.
Get it over there.
Get the bleach, honey.
You did it over there.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well, thanks, Elvia. All right. Pro tip. It's 8:40. Let's see how the roads are going. Brian, please.
They're not getting any better, Bob.
Yeah.
This is brought to you by Panera.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more with the late, great Eddie Money. Take me home tonight. Good stuff. I'm not sure if they made the list of Rolling Stone's top 500 songs of all time that they just updated. And if you missed during the show, we were talking about the top five greatest songs of all time, according to Rolling Stone magazine.
Mm-hmm.
We respectfully disagree.
Yes.
But if you missed it, here is the top five. Nirvana. Smells, right?
Yep.
How does it feel?
Bob D.
Like a Rolling Stone. Been a long
Sam Cooke at number 3.
Good one.
A long
time coming, but I know.
Great voice.
Change gonna come.
Number two.
Fight the power.
Yeah.
Fight the power.
We got Flavor Flav, Chuck D. Number one. R-E-S-E-C-T. Aretha. Number one.
I respectfully admire that.
You do?
I mean, yeah, I'm turning
around.
As
the number one song of all time.
I mean, it's hard because that's such a personal thing, but it is, it's a contender.
Yeah, it's got to be on the list, but it's not number one.
It's, you're like definitive. It's not number one. What's your number one? Well, I mean,
I gotta go. Well, Mr.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yeah, that. Yeah. Good luck, Bob.
Gotta take care of P-E-C-T.
I don't listen to that song very often.
No, yeah, you should. Anyway, I gotta go with Beatles song because they changed everything in 1964 when they came to the USA.
Gershwin did, too.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Gershwin. Anyway, our Facebook page, 105.7 WROR, you can chime in.
Yeah, and I also just I'm going to post this link up there. I was at WROR.com. They have those list of songs that got bumped.
Oh. Bumped?
Yeah, like...
What got bumped?
For instance, previously number 459, Paradise City.
What? They bumped Paradise
from the top 500.
You know what? I disagree with that. No.
Hey, the grass is greener and the girls are pretty. Paradise
that's
City.
Miracle genius.
Magic.
Hello.
Right?
Yeah. God.
I mean, number one's just spelling.
Right. You can take me down to Paradise City where the grass is green.
Oh, I would.
And the girls are and dump me off, wouldn't you? Okay. You can chime in.
And the line, Bob.
And Todd on our ROR Facebook page says Bohemian Rhapsody for the music, American Pie for lyrics. Okay? Leslie says Stairway to Heaven, and I can't disagree with Stairway to Heaven. 7 minutes. It builds and builds and builds, and then it climaxes with just, you're slow dancing, right?
Yep. And then the next
and
thing you know.
She's by. Next thing you know. Anyway. Okay, go ahead and vote. Go to 105.7 WROR Facebook page. Give us a like. Here's Bohemian Rhapsody. They did make top 20.
Okay.
I think it's number 16. Here's Queen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.